Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Chris Kelly of Criss Cross was honored at an emotional funeral service held in Atlanta. The ceremony was attended by family and friends, as well as members of Escape, rapper Da Brat, and mentor Jermaine Dupri, who both wore their pants backwards in remembrance of the group's style. Criss Cross' other half, Chris Smith, delivered a tearful eulogy, while singers Kiki Wyatt and two members of Escape sung. Meanwhile, authorities are still waiting for the results of a toxicology report. Terrence Howard's bitter divorce settlement is finally over. According to the divorce order, Terrence gets to keep most of his property, including both houses in Pennsylvania and all 25 of his bank accounts. Terrence's ex Michelle has been ordered to return the actor's 2011 Range Rover. However, she gets to keep her bike and a BMW. Terrence was also ordered to pay Michelle $5,800 a month in spousal support for the next 3 years. A DJ for rap group Travis Porter was nearly shot as a shooting erupted during the group's performance in Texas. Atlanta trio Travis Porter were performing at the Captus Courtyard when shots sprayed mid-performance. One bullet hit the back wall while the other hit the venue's sound system. Fortunately, no serious injuries were reported. A judge issued a temporary restraining order against Golden Auctions, prohibiting them from selling Kobe Bryant's jerseys, champion rings, trophies, and other items until a full hearing can be held next week. Kobe's mom claims her son gave her the items, but he says his mom is bitter because he wouldn't buy her an expensive house. He also says that she stole some items from his house. John Legend's model fiance, Chrissy Teigen, has fired back at the New York Post Page Six after it posted a story suggesting he cheated on her during a recent night out in New York. Teigen took to Twitter to blast the paper. "Just read John cheated on me. I'm just heartbroken. It's definitely not typical for them to post BS," she tweeted. She also had some not-so-nice things to say about the paper. Original American Idol judge Randy Jackson announced that he is leaving the show after the current season ends. He says he's very proud of how they forever changed television and the music industry. He's looking forward to focusing on his company, Dream Merchant 21, and other business ventures.